It's Loveline, ooh, Adam Carolla.
Look at that.
He's rocking hard over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Louise Post will be in here from Veruca Salt in just a couple of minutes, right after the first break. So that'll be our guest for tonight. I just got back from Politically Incorrect.
That airing tonight?
I believe that would be airing tonight. And as I was telling Drew off the air, oh, these goddamn politicians. I watched the Republican convention because I had to. Because I was going to do Politically Incorrect, and I thought... you know, I don't even know who's nominated, you know. And I could care less because it's just a big smoke-blowing competition up there. People talking about kids being the future and kids learning to read and kids this and kids that and education first and all this kind of stuff. But nobody talks about screwed up people having less kids, which is the bottom line. Listen, that's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Not talking about Drew's kids. Not talking about... I was going to say your kids or my kids, meaning the radio listeners, but yes, we are talking about your kids, you scumbags. The point is we're talking about screwed up people having kids, not just good old folk having kids, not smart couples that stay together and are highly educated that they have money to take care of their own kids. We're talking about screwed up people having kids, and no one wanted to say that. When I did Politically Incorrect tonight, I did it with Maxine Waters, who's a, I don't even know what she is. She's a pain in the ass. What is she, some sort of Democratic councilwoman or something out here?
Congresswoman, is she?
Congresswoman?
Yeah, yeah.
California congresswoman?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. I'll tell you, not a lot going on upstairs over there. Not stupid, but not smart. I always figured you need to be a little bit smart to get into this stuff. And I was saying to her during the commercial, hey, what about the morning after pill? What's going on with this? How come you guys aren't talking about it? What are you doing with it? And she looked at me, and her eyes spun around like pinwheels. She had no idea what I was talking about, had barely heard of it, and gave me one of those political answers about looking into the FDA or something. And I busted her nuts a little bit. I said, hey, what do you mean looking into it? There's nothing to look into. Why don't you know more about this? Oh, we're going to look in. I'd always suspected they were doing nothing that we cared about, but it was confirmed tonight. She just had no idea. And by the way, she's one of the biggest advocates of kids who come from crappy families and single parents and more money allocated to those people. And who's going to, we need counselors, we need daycare, we need adequate this, we need more teachers and all this. How about getting a few of the constituency on the morning after pill, and then maybe we wouldn't need so much. And you could stop your pissing and moaning. God, I mean, I was really appalled that she'd never heard of that.
Wouldn't surprise me at that.
Yeah, and she gave me a politician answer, but she had no idea what I was talking about, and said she was going to look into it with the FDA or something, as if this...
some novel idea.
As if the birth control pill hadn't existed for the last 35 years. All right, so those are the geniuses running the country, by the way. Tim?
Yep.
You're 26. What's up?
All right, I haven't had sex for 8 years, right? Now, that's a long time ago. So I have to subject myself to masturbating, right?
Yeah, subject. That's
right.
Pleasure.
Treat yourself.
You treat yourself. It's like saying I'm subjecting myself to masturbation, like saying I'm subjecting myself to Hot Fudge Sunday.
I'd rather
step on my joke, would you, jackass?
I'd rather have sex with women, you know what I mean? But besides the point, when I ejaculate, it's, you know, I does sperm actually age? Is there like an expiration date or something? Because like these little gelatin pellets come out also. Like,
yeah,
is that normal?
Spoiled sperm syndrome,
tapioca pudding syndrome,
triple S. Yeah,
no, it's normal.
It's normal.
Yeah.
All right. And one more thing about that guy that had the problem with his nuts. His girlfriend, one nut's bigger than the other.
Yeah.
I think that's like too much of a blood flow going to his nuts. So I had the same problem once I had to get surgery.
All right.
No,
hey,
not a blood flow problem.
Tim,
it's a varicose vein you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Blood flow.
I'm shocked and appalled you haven't been, but not surprised that you haven't been laid in 8 years.
You know how it is.
What's
how up? The women are dirt ruthless.
Yeah.
They're mean and ruthless.
And Tim, as far as the swelling test goes, the varicose vein is one of 10 possible problems in that testing.
Well, if Tim had it in his nutsack.
It's the only one.
It's Tim has a universal nut sack. I don't know if you're aware of that. It speaks for all men in their sack.
Tim sack.
Tim sack. That's right. Oh, what a surprise he hasn't been laid. Sonia? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 25. What's that?
I am 25, and I recently got an IUD.
You've had kids?
Yeah.
How many?
4.
Yeah, boy. Where's Daddy?
Daddy's around.
Good. So which child?
Pardon?
Same dad, all four?
My oldest is from a previous relationship, but my three youngest are from the same father.
You're way ahead of the game, sister. Usually, our callers, it's 5 dads for every 4 kids.
Right. And now, let's say you had 4 kids. Are you ready for the commitment of marriage? Oh, that's too big. That's too big an order. Yeah.
No, it's not a matter of... I'm ready for the commitment, and so is he. It's just a matter of finding a house and being able to afford it. And
I see.
How about affording 4 kids?
How do you pay for the 4 kids?
Well, we support our kids.
All right, good. All right, Drew, stop busting chops here. Go ahead, Sonia.
Okay, so I have this IUD. They would not tie my tubes.
Okay.
How common is it?
Why would they not tie your tubes?
Now you're going to laugh. I'm too young. That's what they told me.
I know, but...
If I ever want another child, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, I know.
If I want another kid, shoot me in the head.
I know. Did you explain to them you had 4 males to feed already?
Oh, yeah. But they said that they would not do it because I was too young.
But who's they? I mean, this isn't your physician.
This is my obstetrician.
Yeah, but who's paying for this?
Oh, I am. My insurance?
Your insurance is paying for it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let me tell you something. I'm appalled. I really am.
Well,
I don't care if you're 15. If you got 4 kids and you want your tubes tied, that's your decision. God bless you.
Wait, what is your insurance?
It's Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Wow. Really? 4 kids?
Yeah.
They won't do it.
But they have a big thing about, you know, people wanting their tubes reversed and not
this is, this,
to do it.
Right, this is a legal thing. This is
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But here's the deal. Fine. TS. That's what I have to say to that. I mean, you want your tubes tied? We'll pay for it. And you can sign a thing that says we're not going to pay for untying them. Fine.
Well, you know, they were like, it costs $3,000 to have them untied. Well, if I can afford to have another child, I can afford $3,000 to have my child.
Yeah, but here's the deal, and I don't understand this, and this is the part of the legal world that I'll never understand, which is you want your tube tied, your tubes tied. You're of sound mind and body? Yes. Okay. You came to us? Yes. All right. We have a little piece of paper here. We need you to sign it. It basically states that you came to us and wanted your tubes tied. We performed the procedure. Now we owe you nothing. We don't have to untie them. You can't sue us. We don't care how many kids you want to have. We don't care if all 4 of your kids die in some horrible barn explosion. Doesn't matter. You came to us, wanted the tubes tied. We tied them. We're done. Is that such a hard paper to draft? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Can someone just sign a waiver? Like what you do when you, like if you wanted to go up in an F-14, you just sign something saying if something happened, you wouldn't sue the government.
Here's where the snag comes in, is that they can sue for anything, anytime, any reason.
I know.
No matter what.
That's the
no
problem.
Matter what. And so you're caught up with that expense.
Right.
And it's intolerable.
Hey, Sonia?
Now I'm petrified that this thing's going to come out.
No.
And I'm going to have another kid.
No way.
No, it's in there. That IUD is not going anywhere.
They don't fall out. Very, very rarely.
Okay, I was like, oh, no.
Are your periods heavier now?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know it's there when you're having the heavy, crappy periods.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, great. Richard?
Yeah.
You're 14. What's up?
Yeah, my girlfriend won't let me see her boobs.
Dude.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, no. She told me she had 3 nipples or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. And I was wondering, like, how I could make her let me see them.
Smoke less pot.
I got 3 words. Roofies, roofies, and roofies.
What's that?
All right. Smoke less weed. How much weed are you smoking, Richard?
I've never smoked.
Really?
Really.
What happened, then?
Live at the beach?
You know, what do? You surf a lot?
No.
Where'd you get that? Where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Holy Christ. What happened to you? Oh, I see. Head trauma?
No.
No. Okay. How old's your girlfriend?
She's 15.
Jeez, all these 14-year-old guys with the 15-year-old girlfriends. What are these chicks thinking? When I was in high school, every 15-year-old chick wanted to go out with a 17, 18-year-old guy. Someone with a car.
Mm.
Not someone with a skateboard or a zipper. What'd you get your kids?
A razor.
A razor. That's great. Get your kids a toy called the Razor. Yeah, and don't be surprised. They come home with that thing wrapped around them. Please. Joe? Caller goes by the name Joe? All right. Moving on from Joe and going to Alex. 15. Alex?
Hi.
What's up?
First of all, Adam, you kick ass. You're hilarious.
Thanks, baby.
And Dr. Drew.com is really cool.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
Okay. I'm 15, and my boyfriend's almost 18. And, like, it's, like, serious and stuff, and we've been going out for, like, almost 8 months, and, like, it's going to stay for a while.
Hmm.
And I'm contemplating having sex with him. Like, it's not like I feel pressured into it or anything. I just want to.
What grade are you going into?
I'm going to be a sophomore.
Is that 10th grade?
Yeah.
And he's graduated?
No, he's going to be a senior.
Next year.
He's 18.
Yeah, coming year. He's going to be a senior.
My kids will be 18 and senior.
Hold on a second now. When was his birthday?
His birthday's in September.
He's going to be 18?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sheds a little more light on it. Fine. All right. So he's going to be 18. He's going to be a senior. He'll be in 10th grade. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
You like him. How long have you been with him?
Almost eight months.
What base have you gotten to?
Third.
What is third? Is that oral?
No. Good God, no.
Oh, it's not?
I won't go down on him.
You won't?
No.
How dare you?
Like, and he's really good, and he won't push me into anything or anything.
All right, so what's the question?
Okay, and, like, I'm really open with my mom, and I've talked to her about sex and stuff.
Oh, wait till these conversations start up at the Pinsky household.
We just tonight got a book about eggs and sperm.
No, yeah. Green eggs and sperm.
Yes.
All right, so.
Could you in a car?
You want to, that's where you're going to do it, is in a car. Yeah.
But she won't let me get on the pill. Like, when I start having sex, I'm like, it's my decision, but she won't let me get on the pill.
So why not?
What is that logic about?
She won't admit it.
Just because, like, she's got friends who think they got breast cancer from being on the pill and stuff.
Oh, boy.
In fact,
there's evidence that the pill lowers the risks of certain female cancers.
My grandfather's a doctor, and so it's just like he wouldn't let her be on the pill, and so I'm basically not allowed to be on the pill.
That's bizarre.
And so I want to know, like, other forms of birth control I could use, like, and so I could go to her, like, before I say I want to have sex, and, like, tell, like, be able to lay out something for her.
Why do you have to tell her about it?
Because, like, that's the deal I made with her, like.
That she would, why didn't she help you figure something out then?
Like, it's just because she talked to me about this, like, right after Christmas when I'd only been going out with him for, like, a month.
So you didn't want to talk about it?
Well, no, I did, but he's the first boyfriend I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was just, there was no way it was going to happen. And it's still not going to happen for a little while.
Is it interesting talking to a kid that has been raised in a way that allows them to talk about this stuff freely?
Yeah.
As soon as you hear about it, you're like, oh no. And she's just like, what?
Yeah. I don't know. Are your parents hippies or what? No.
They're like pretty normal. My mom's pretty good.
Where's your dad in all this? You don't want to hear it, right?
My dad just doesn't. My dad refused.
He runs out screaming, holding his ears.
Singing the alphabet.
Yeah.
Well, it's just with my mom. Like, I'm
okay.
A lot more open.
All right, listen. Why don't you have another discussion with her about the pill?
Just
why don't you do this? No, Alex, why don't you and her go to a gynecologist and sit down and talk about the options? Because you're going to end up with the barrier methods. Maybe she'll go for Depo-Provera or other things that are not estrogen-based. Go sit down with a doctor and discuss it in detail.
Oh.
Because her fears are ill-founded and sort of irrational.
This kind of freedom. I really don't want this kind of freedom. I don't want these kinds of discussions with my daughter. I mean, it's like, you're sitting down in front of a gynecologist like, well, you see, normally Dirk pulls out and I finish him off orally. I've gotten used to the taste over the years. So I don't know if I need you know, I, we're thinking a barrier method, but not a condom.
Well,
because
mom could pipe up with, well, she and my dad, her dad and I.
I remember when your father used to bang the bejesus out of me. It seems like only yesterday, and then the harp music comes in. That's right, and the 50s music, the sock hop music comes in, and
wavy picture.
Yeah. Chris?
What's up?
You're 20?
20 years old.
What's up?
Well, I got a PA this weekend. I got a Prince Albert.
Great.
And this coworker of mine told me that eventually you could possibly lose like sensitivity and just the experience just won't be the same, and that really scares the hell out of me.
Well, where do you work? At a head shop?
No. I work for it's in the semiconductor industry.
Oh, really?
What?
All right.
Janitor in a semiconductor building.
No.
True.
I work.
All right. Who knows? Why are you messing with your penis, though? That I don't understand. I really don't understand that.
I don't know. I just figured that it'd be great doing her a favor.
Yeah.
Did she ask for that favor?
No, not at all. I just figured I wouldn't mind. You know.
Nah, chicks don't care about that.
They don't care at all.
Hey, Chris.
What's up?
Just take it out.
Okay.
Well, I mean, really, what do you need it for?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, all right.
I'm already in the league. Why not be in the pros? You know.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody gets them unless you're at least decent. You know. And
yeah, I don't.
What does that mean?
Oh, who cares? Listen, here's my point. I'd take the thing out right now. I wouldn't risk anything. But he's already got it.
He's
in,
already done
so,
it. Yeah.
So leave it in, and if you start feeling like you're losing sensitivity, then take it out?
Yeah, I guess.
Can you do that?
I probably will have lost every
law. He's riding the first wave of this whole penis piercing craze we've been hearing about.
Yes, it's brand new.
Yep. As a matter of fact, we heard so much more about this 3 to 5 years ago. We're not hearing about it anymore. I think it's kind of died off.
It's come and gone. Okay, waxes and wanes.
Antonio?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Well, actually 19, but... Okay. Well, I'll just go right to my question. Friday or Saturday, my mom told me that my dad told her that he has another woman and has a baby with her.
Yeah.
And that Sunday afternoon, he told us to go to his house and like just have like a little dinner, what have you, but like he didn't say anything about it. I thought he was going to tell us about it. It was like both of my sisters and me, but like he didn't say anything. And
your parents are divorced?
They're not even married.
Why is it so surprising you have other relations?
Well, like, because like he just like kind of like settled down for since I was like born, I guess. I mean,
but they don't live together.
No, not anymore. Like since a couple of months ago.
All right. So, how many brothers and sisters do you know of that you have?
I know I have 2 half-sisters and my 2 sisters and my brother.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
My dad's like a slut, dude. Like,
yeah. No, believe me, when I'm in charge, guys like that will be put down like roaches. I will label him a troublemaker and put him right down. Yeah, I mean, how's he taking care of all these kids? What's he do?
Like, he has his own businesses and what have you.
What business?
He has apartments and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And, I mean,
all right.
We're taking care of him.
All right. Well, who cares? You're 19. You going to move out of the house soon?
Well, I'm already moved out. I mean, I'm not there anymore.
And, all right.
But
well, listen, your dad's a little bit of an idiot.
He's not an idiot. He's just an a-hole, you know?
Yes,
like,
right.
The thing that's me is, like, my mom's all, like, I don't know, stressing about it and stuff. And that's the thing that really gets me. I mean, I can care less what he does, but still.
All right, well, listen, here's your job, Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like your dad.
Right.
Break
the cycle.
That's all everyone should do. I did that with my family. I assessed them. I saw their good qualities, and I saw their bad qualities. And when I was done, I was left with a thimble of good qualities and a huge dung heap of bad qualities. And I just decided not to recreate those bad qualities, that I would take my thimble full of good qualities and build on that.
Go build airplanes.
That's right. Yeah, it wasn't a lot to build on. You're actually right. But the point is listen, Most of your parents are F-ups out there. Just don't be an F-up. You little girls whose mommy's slutting around, has too many kids, and was knocked up when she was 15, don't feel the pressure to be knocked up when you're 15. As a matter of fact, why don't you look at her, look at how her life turned out, and say, I'll be goddamned if I'm going to be pregnant at 15. You don't have to go lesbian. Just don't make the same crappy mistakes your parents made. It's easy. I don't know why that's so attractive to everybody. Your dad was an alcoholic. You don't have to marry an alcoholic. You should avoid alcoholics because you saw firsthand the horror of living with an alcoholic. Why is that attractive to you? I think it's only attractive to dumb people. I really do. Smart people look at that and go, nope, never again. Seen it, been there, done that. All right, we have Louise here from Veruca Salt. We're going to take ourselves a little break, and when we come back, she'll be in here. We'll hear something off the new CD and all that after this. All right. We'll get to the line. Hey, hello, I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right. Louise Post is here from Veruca Salt. Now, when were you guys on the show last?
It was 97, 3 years ago.
Ooh, 3 years ago. All right. So now, what was that little incident we had at the Weenie Roast concert? I think I know what it is. I think you were on the show fairly recently before that Weenie Roast concert.
Like a week.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was a little farther.
It could have been a month.
All right.
It wasn't more than a month. So we'll give it 2 weeks. We'll compromise. And I was walking around backstage. But to be fair to me, I was probably drunk and stoned. Maybe simultaneously.
Yeah, okay. That makes me have a lot more, you know.
It's at a concert, you know. And I saw Dave Grohl. Right?
Yeah.
And tell me, stop me if I screw this up. And I decided I'm going to go talk to Dave and see if he wants to come on the radio show. And I walked up to Dave, and you were dating him at the time.
Right.
And you were standing next to him, and I, like, walked past you and said, started talking to Dave about coming on the show. And then you may have been drunk and stoned, too, though, to be fair to you.
This is possible.
And you said something like,
I'm not stoned, I don't do that.
Hey, remember me, or something like that. And I said, no, leave me alone. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
You can come, too.
You were kissing major ass.
I was trying to get Dave on the show.
Well, and I understand
but
that.
But I know. I was out of context. I didn't expect to see
you. I know. I think I even changed my hair color by the time I saw you that time.
Oh, my God. You chicks with that hair.
But seriously, I had such a good time with you guys, and I was really psyched to see you.
Yeah.
And when you didn't remember me, I got a little pissed off.
No, I understand. But Drew, remember when I went up to Janine Garofalo and introduced myself?
The third time.
And she said, yeah, I know you. I've done your TV show once and your radio show twice.
Oh, man. That
I'm such an idiot. Yeah. I don't know. You know why? Carpe diem. I live in the day. And I take, sleeping meds and wash down with booze at night. I don't remember everything that goes on.
Me and booze, the crystal method guys?
Well, yeah.
2 days later, I don't recognize them.
Yeah. Drew walks up to the guys from Crystal Method and is introducing himself and telling them they should come on the show sometime. And they're like, we've been on the show 3 times.
Including day before yesterday.
I was trying to, like, kick him in the shin, but...
I got to say that I know through touring and meeting the most amazing people... like all around the world, that the next time I see them, I don't remember their name, and it's bad all around. You know?
Thank you. All right.
So I think we're over now, Adam.
We're good. We buried the hatchet. Let's not live in the past. Let's move on with our love affair.
Let's move forward.
I think we should hear something from Veruca Salt. I think that'd be a nice way to go.
Let's do that.
All right. Anderson, you queued up there. Resolver's the name of the new CD, and Only You Know is the name of the song.
If you don't thank me for what you got, I've given you love, I've given you too much thought. Don't blame me for sinking the ship. You're a hopeless liar and a hypocrite. Only you know, only you know. Only you know, only you know. Don't thank me for
Another good one from Veruca Salt. Resolver is the name of that CD. It is out everywhere. You can find them and playing in Chicago August 19th and Minneapolis sometime after August 19th.
And Milwaukee.
And then Milwaukee, but we're not exactly sure what those dates are. But, you know, do you have a web page or something like that?
Yeah, it's, let me think what the address is. Something like www.verbasalt.net, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right.
All right, so if you want to find them, you can just find them that way. Joe?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. A couple days ago, I was babysitting, and I went to the kitchen to get something, and then the kid I was babysitting had his friend over, and when I came back, he was performing oral in the bedroom.
How old are they?
5 and 6.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy behavior.
Yes, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell somebody?
No, that's what I was going to ask. Should I tell their parents?
Yeah, you got to tell somebody.
Really?
No, yes.
You can't just throw a pan of cold water on them?
No, that's not. That is not even in the realm of possible random normal behaviors.
Mm. Hold on.
Yeah. Hey,
all right.
Joe?
Adam.
Yeah, how's that going over there?
Good.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah.
I'd like to say something.
No. This isn't even a real question, is it?
No.
No. All right. Anderson always waves his hand when someone says they'd like to make a declaration.
Well, I pulled him down and I was listening. He was just cussing you out.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Anderson. Good times. Yeah, I used to babysit, but never saw any of the kids performing oral on each other. Although, I got a hell of a hummer from a 9-1 when I was babysitting. Yeah.
Over a bowl of Count Chocula?
Let me tell you, I used to go, Louise, I used to go insane because my mom was this health food nut and everything was... And let me tell you guys something about health food.
The peanut butter. I'll
tell you something about health food 20-some-odd years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It had not been worked out yet. Now, they have tofu and soy and stuff and it tastes just like a sausage link.
Right.
Back then, it didn't even taste like goddamn tofu. It tasted worse. I don't know how they figured that out. They actually make tofu taste like cardboard. Cardboard actually tasted more like tofu. But health food was not a science that had been worked out at all. And so when you went down the health food route, it was a crappy tasting trail.
Yeah.
And my mom was all, I mean, my mom had like peanut butter with no salt.
Did you ever have a Jeff Smith peanut butter? Did you ever see that? The whole, and they found out that it's all bad for you now anyway.
Oh, I know. I'm suing my parents, both of them. Both of them. My mom is telling me how fluoride was going to kill me and, you know, just complete nonsense. Witchcraft is what it was. Yeah, my mom's, you know, peanut butter at my house was whole peanuts, unroasted, unsalted, still in the shell, and just mashed up.
Nice.
I mean, it was just a mess. Everything was a mess. So I'd go to my neighbors to babysit, and I'd go insane. I'd open cans of pie filling and dump it in a bowl, you know, just boysenberry syrup and pie filling, and dump mini marshmallows on top of that, and sprinkle Count Chocula and, like, some sprinkles, you know, some Jimmies on top, and, you know, using like, a Twinkie to spoon it into my mouth. I would just go berserk over there.
Well, you know what sucks is having your lunchbox and not having snack pack because your mom says that you should not have snack pack.
No way.
I mean, you can't go to school without snack pack. So,
no.
Can I say snack pack again?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
no.
She used to make oatmeal raisin cookies, and I befriended all of the stray dogs around the block because I would feed them out the back door to all the stray dogs, which ended up having puppies on our back porch because of the oatmeal raisin cookies. Because screw the oatmeal raisin cookies. You want chocolate chips when you're kids.
Oh, my God. Listen, we should sit down and talk about this. My mom used to give out whole walnuts for Halloween and raisins. Bangs. Oh,
that's bad. She should be banned.
Oh, believe me, she is. Bill?
Yeah?
You're 18. What's up?
Not bad. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I got a little problem.
All right.
I've been having sex with my girl for about, I don't know, 4 months now. And, like, when we first started having sex, I had a problem. I couldn't get hard. But then, like, I'm starting to get hard and I have sex with her. But, like, sometimes I get soft in the middle. And, or doing oral sex or a hand job, I'll get soft. Do you think maybe it's, like, the drugs that I take that might do it?
What are you taking?
I smoke weed, I do E, I snort pills.
Other than the snorting, the smoking, and the eating of drugs, everything's okay?
Yeah, everything's
fine. You're not rectally consuming any drugs?
No.
No, all right. Well, I don't see the problem.
Yeah, so obviously that could be affecting you for sure.
Well, Bill, just thinking about those things while you're having sex is going to affect you.
It is?
Yeah.
Yes.
True, stop that clapping.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
The stimulus especially can affect you badly. And the pot, too.
The pot?
Yeah.
I will.
You're chemically altering your body, so it's going to react differently than it would normally.
So, Bill, why don't you try backing off on that stuff a little bit and see what happens?
All right.
All right, sorry.
All right.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Although at 18, you know what I mean? You should be able to drink a quart of paint thinner at 18 and get on top of a chick. Shayla?
Hey.
Hey, you're 14.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, hi, Louise.
Hi.
Since I just got my CD player, I just now got your 8 Arms to Hold You CD.
Excellent.
I love that song. Awesome. I love that song.
Thank you.
Anyways, I'm into cross-dressing guys.
You're 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many of those have you come across?
How old are these cross-dressing guys?
29 and in their 20s.
How do you come across them?
Internet.
Oh, I see.
MTV.
Yeah.
Twiggy Ramirez.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
What is that?
Bass player for Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah. I'm hip. I know. I'm down with the bands. Sure, Twiggy.
Oh, I love him to death.
Yeah.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's a good... He's a good man,
yeah.
Woman.
Yeah, I met him. He's a great guy. He's a total sweetheart.
Yeah, and I read The Broke Long Hard Road Out of Hell. I heard the call last night about Dungeons and Dragons.
No, baby.
And Marilyn said something that if every cigarette you smoke takes time off your life, then every time you play Dungeons and Dragons, it delays the loss of your virginity by 7 hours.
Damn. Well, that was... he was right about that. Hey, Shayla?
Yeah?
Are you... what's up with you, honey?
Well, I don't come from, like, this whole screwed-up background.
Yeah?
Except for the fact that my dad would sometimes peek in on me when I'm trying to get into the shower.
Oh, well, that's perfectly normal, perfectly healthy for a man to be sexually interested in his daughter.
Are you on any medication?
No, I'm not. If you don't count Rhinocort and Claritin.
I don't count it.
You don't?
It's just allergy medicine.
Oh, okay. I don't count it either, Shayla. Tell me more about your dad getting a little peeksy when you're in the shower.
Well, sometimes when I would be trying to get into the shower, I would have to put a towel over the window.
Right.
So that he wouldn't look in, because I'd seen him and I smelled the cigarette smoke because he smokes. Mm-hmm. And if you smell it that strong and you see the little... I usually take my showers when it's dark night.
Yeah.
And if you can see that...
Yeah, right. Okay. Hey, baby.
Yeah.
That's pretty weird stuff.
Come here and give me a hug. Yeah.
Is he kind of, Was he a weird guy?
Kind of. I mean, I got kind of beat up as a kid.
Okay.
As a younger kid.
All right, but no problems other than the fact that he's interested in you sexually and beating on you physically?
Yeah, he stopped now because my mom has intervened.
Yeah, but he did the damage already.
He has?
Yeah.
He screwed me up.
Well,
he's had an influence on you.
We prefer to think of it as scrambled. Okay. Well, you got a little energy going, don't you, baby? I mean, you're into the cross-dressing guys.
Uh-huh.
You got some energy, right?
Yeah.
In the weird department? A little bit. Yeah?
Maybe a little bit.
All right.
I considered one of the freaks in school.
All right.
And I used to have this huffing habit.
Huffing glue or
copier toner?
No polish remover, nail polish.
All right, well, that is, you understand that's terribly bad.
Okay, so but other than the huffing and the dad who's interested in you sexually and the beatings that he dealt out, other than that, no problems, right?
No problems other than that. Is that
okay?
Healthy for me to be into cross-dressing?
I don't see any problems.
No, not healthy.
No.
But of all the things you're into, the most dangerous is the huffing.
Can you stop the huffing?
Oh, yeah. Last time I did it for the first time in 3 months, two or 3 weeks ago.
All right.
I've seen people actually dissolve the fellows in their brain.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Dissolves your brain?
Yeah.
Hey, Shayla?
Yeah?
Easy, baby. Come on now. You're 14. You get yourself a nice Hello Kitty notebook and doodle some cute guy's name on it or something.
Yeah, you don't have to grow up too fast. And, you know, also, I think that you'll, like... find the rest of the years easier if you are aware that what has happened with your dad has actually really affected you, and maybe you can talk to people about that as you are now, but more at length. and really get to understand how that has affected you and impacted you so that you can go forward with an understanding so that you won't feel damaged, that you'll understand it.
Oh, God. I've said this a million times. I know we're running late for break, but could you imagine living in a household with a parent who was sexually attracted to you?
No.
I mean, I would rather him just sort of rape me once, get it over with, and not be sexually attracted to me, if that was possible, rather than just sort of living with that tension. It's like, daddy wants a piece, you know?
Well,
I mean, we have this call. At times girls are like, I was going to head out of the bathroom in a towel, but I decided I better put a bathrobe on because dad, you know, might get dad a little excited.
Well, and the fact that this is what is normal to young girls, this is what they come to know as normal life, that's what's terrifying, because this is not normal, this is not cool, this is not something to accept, this is something to react to, report, and you know, to protect oneself from.
That is right. But unfortunately, whatever you come from is whatever's normal.
No, exactly.
And that's the scary part. Okay. Louise is here from Veruca Salt. We're going to take ourselves a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Justin, who wants to give his girlfriend oral sex and wants to know how. Louise and I are going to pair up on this one, and we're going to give this young kid some good advice. I'll tell you that.
Right on.
After this. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Louise Post is here from Veruca Salt. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Louise is sliding back into the studio as we speak, except for she's on her cell phone, so she has to get off of that.
She's getting the dates for you.
Ah, I see. And we are going to get back on the phones. We'll talk to Justin. Louise and I will explain how to perform oral sex on a woman. To young Justin. Justin?
Yeah.
All right.
I talked to you last night. I'm the one that got hit by lightning.
Oh, my God.
Sort of hit by lightning.
On Salt and Sea?
Yeah.
Right.
And I didn't really want... I want to have fun with my girlfriend, but I don't really want to, like, you know, have sex with her yet.
I see. How old is she?
Same age as me, 17.
I see.
First of all, that's so cool that you... like, are not ready, or she's not ready, or both of you, and you're respecting that.
You're gay.
Oh, Drew, please.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
No.
I was talking to your operator, and she asked if I had sex with a guy. And I was like, no.
Hey, listen, we don't control her in any way, shape, or form. We'll give her a good talking to after the show.
All right.
But check it out.
Let me explain what that talking to on Pal. See you, Daniel.
Bye.
Bye,
Daniel. No. It's like, bye.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
At the back.
That's the talking to. All right, so, Justin.
Yeah.
You want some techniques?
Yeah.
All right, well, Louise, we have a woman here, which is a rare occasion. And you
get the diagrams out?
No. Do not get those diagrams out. Let me give you my kitty dog speech, because I haven't given this one in a while. I'll put Justin on hold so he doesn't interfere, but he can hear us. I've told guys this many times, do not approach a woman sexually the way you would want to be approached, which is like a dog. Meaning, when a dog, picture like a big black Labrador, when it comes chugging down the hall, you grab it, you smack it on the head, you roll its belly around, and if you're like me, yeah, you knock it over. What I do is I grab the two paws, the front, in the back paw, but not the one too close to me, across from me, yank on him, drop the dog down on its side, and then I come in with the pile driver. That's my move, or the figure four.
Right.
Hey, you rub the dog's belly, and then you grab its ears, you start pulling them out real wide, like the flying nun's habit, and then you grab it and smack it around a little more. I know guys like that sexually. That's what they. That's how they want to be treated. They want their penis to be abused, essentially.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that guys are very sensitive.
Well, maybe those artist guys you run around
with. Yeah, no, I don't mean, like, emotionally sensitive, you know, but I mean, like, physically.
Well, listen, they don't want their junk slammed in the door, like a cab door.
I mean, you guys are so sensitive about your balls. They're like, oh, my balls, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, true, if I had a nickel for every time I said that.
Hey, if you guys had some of your viscera hanging out of your abdominal cavity, you'd be worried about that, too.
Yeah, that's viscera hanging out of there, honey.
Well, you're a guy. I know what it's like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm saying women, but just tell me if you disagree here. Women, you got to treat like a cat. And the way you treat a cat is you don't go bounding after them. You sit where you are and you let them come up to you. And then you just put your hand out, but you don't reach for him, you don't lunge for him, you don't grab for him. You just put the hand out, and the cat will start, like, rubbing up against you a little bit. And the cat will push, put a little pressure on the part that the cat likes you to push against, you know, kind of go up against. And what you do with the cat, you get a nice, smooth, even, rhythmic stroke, you know. You don't get all over the place. You don't go against the grain. Just get a very nice, consistent, even flow to your stroke. And then, like I said, the cat will let you know what the cat likes. You know what I mean?
That is a great analogy.
Yeah. That's why cats hate toddlers. Now, they hate four-year-olds because they go running after them and they grab their tail and they start trying to drag them back into the family room. The cat goes nuts. Dogs can take it. Cats don't. And if you do anything quick, any sudden movements or anything, the cat just gets up and leaves.
Totally. You can't, like, okay, the cat doesn't like this, I'm going to try this. Okay, the cat doesn't like this, I'm going to try this. You just have to, like, find the rhythm with the cat.
That's right.
Cat knows when you are not a cat person. They are not having it.
That's right. And don't panic. Don't push too hard. Don't try to do too much at once. Just get a nice, consistent, rhythmic, even pace to your stroking.
Well, and the other thing is don't give up. Because many women have a really hard time, girls and women, with having orgasms. And some of my closest friends have a really tough time or have never had them. And oral sex is one of the only ways that many women can achieve orgasm. So, like, don't give up. Like, and also, this may sound weird, and I don't know if you're at this level with your girlfriend, but talk to her, like, while you're doing it. Ask her.
That's what I do. I go,
right, okay. But you know what I mean. Like, be in communication.
Now, let's get to some real below-the-belt questions here.
What about a break, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy Christ, I was just getting going on that thing.
Mm.
No, we ran too late on the last break. All right, that's all right. I still got a little wood. I can carry it into the next break.
Nice.
All right, we'll be back. Louise here from Baruch Assault. We'll get back into what women want orally after this. Yep. Hey, Bloodline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. Kelly Slater, surfer extraordinaire, will be in here tomorrow night.
I like that music.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that? Mission Impossible? Who does it?
Limp Bizkit.
Oh, Limp Bizkit, everybody. Louise Post here from Veruca Salt. Resolver is the name of the CD. And what is that? Did we want to give a quick correction on the website there, Louise?
Yeah, it's verucasalt.com.
We think, yes.
Yeah.
There. No, it's veruca-salt.com.
You know, I can't even find my own website on the computer. I'm like, okay, I think it's this. But people have been very strange about hoarding names when internet came about, so that bands are having to buy back the right to their name online from various people who just compile names.
Yes. Somebody owns my name, by the way.
I was telling Adam this morning, I had my first conversation in 10 years with an adult about Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
This morning?
I was taking my daughter to her ice skating training session.
We're talking about with the Veruca Salt character, by the way.
Yeah, and behind the counter here are these kids talking about, what was the name of that one that chewed all the gum? Veruca Salt.
That was Violet Beauregard.
Oh, which one was Veruca? She was the...
She was the bratty
The bratty
girl.
One, yeah. All right. I thought she had the gum, too.
She wanted the world.
There
she
you
wanted
go.
It now.
There you That's go, true. Right. Another great truism there. Got it wrong, and a day late and a dollar short.
She's the one that Daddy bought all the chocolate bars.
Righty. You want to talk about Thomas the Tank Engine for a while?
Sure.
We okay. Let's talk about masturbated to Thomas the Tank Engine once.
Well, as I said, it was her top of hat.
Yes. Let's talk about oral sex there.
Again?
Louise. Well, we didn't get to the bottom of it, pardon the pun. Now, from your experience, do women like they like the finger involved there, you know what I'm saying, or just the tongue?
More involvement, the better.
Yeah, so you get the hand up in there, too, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And now what about, I'm not sure what to do with the finger once it's in there, you know what I mean? I know now to put the cigarette out before the finger goes in. I learned that the hard way. But finger in. And then what with the finger? You do a little in and out with the finger? You go like around and around, you know, while the tongue's going? You know what I'm saying?
First of all, who's listening?
Nobody you know.
Yeah, everybody.
You know, because it's hard to get the finger going while the mouth is going at the same time. Well, it's like you're punching yourself in the jaw.
It's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach.
Yeah.
And women have kind of a hard time with what they do, too.
Yeah, I'm not looking for sympathy. I just want answers.
You want answers, okay.
Last time we had this conversation, the woman said two fingers in, pressure up.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the pressure up one, the hook back.
Yeah, don't get crazy with the fingers.
No, you don't want to get distracting with the fingers.
No.
But get the fingers in there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, do
finger
that.
Or fingers, and then you get the tongue going on the clitoris, right?
That will be good.
That's a good thing?
Mm.
Okay. And then what about... what about the, kind of spreading the things out with the other fingers? You know, should you do that or just kind of leave things where they are and just get your mouth in there? You know what I mean? Let your nose sort of, work as a wedge?
I have no comment on that. I think just do your thing.
I see.
Back to the cat analogy.
Back to the cat analogy. Yeah. Thank you. David?
Yeah.
You're 24.
Yeah.
What's up?
First of all, I want to say, Adam, I love the Man Show.
Why, thank you.
And,
you know, you can find it Sunday nights on Comedy Central at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's all I watch.
Exactly.
But I didn't know that the Fox had passed on.
Yes, he passed away.
I'm in the dark ages here.
It's been about 4 months now, I believe. Very sad.
Do me a favor. Put the flowers on his grave for me. He's a cool man.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
But I did want to say I have a little problem. I want to talk to the doctor about it's kind of embarrassing.
All right, well, Louise and I are going to go in the next room and blow a butt, all right? You guys can have some time alone.
Stick your fingers in your ear. And...
Well, we'll put them somewhere, but I'm not going to move them around too much. That's one thing I learned.
Yeah.
All right, what's up there, David?
Well, it's been a while since I had intercourse, and last night I did, and it went a little longer than I had ever before. But now there's some, lesions that face my erection.
Like some irritation or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. It's just they're red bumps.
This was the last night.
Yeah.
And it was longer than, too long, or the irritable, possibly friction. Type.
How long did it go on?
Well, it started around 7, ended around 5.
In the morning?
Yeah.
You taking Viagra?
Jesus Christ.
No.
Yeah, it started about, well, first of all, I haven't been laid in 6 years. I'm going for all I can get.
Well, it's just, and I guess the endurance comes from lack of,
Yeah, that's what makes me such a great lover.
He's lack of.
I feel like I'm never going to get laid again. I better get it, my kicks in now.
It's like a rubber band. The longer you stretch it, the harder it hits when you let go. So I guess is what it is.
Yeah. Right.
But,
do you know what that means?
No.
Okay. Hey, listen, all callers, save the analogies for me. Yours always suck. I never know what they mean.
Yes, master.
Okay, so you were seriously having intercourse from 7 in the evening until 5 in the morning?
Yeah.
No. That's 10 hours. Only Sting can bang that long.
We took breaks, there were breaks. We got one.
Yeah, you took like a 4.5 hour break and a 3 hour break and
like
2 hours.
Every couple hours or so.
Okay, so you irritated yourself.
Right.
Yeah, now, this couldn't be herpes or something because it wouldn't come on the next day, would it?
I've seen cases where it does come on quickly like that, but
and very unusual.
Very unusual.
24 hours?
Not less than. Yeah,
wow. Right. I hope you tip this hooker right, David. Say that.
No, I wasn't a hooker, but yeah, I get your point.
Okay.
She's got a lot of stamina. I have to give her that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll let her know you appreciate it.
Ouch.
Is this a girlfriend? Are you going to keep this going?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, well, listen, let's not screw this up, David. It's been a while for you.
Listen, if you're feeling kind of shaved and raw, I can only imagine how she's feeling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's a mess. Some kind of, chainsaw accident down there. Listen, what should he do, Drew?
Nothing?
No.
It goes away in 24 hours.
Sarah, that's why I always limit my sexual encounters to 7.5 hours. I'll rarely go to 10 anymore. Sarah?
Hi.
You're 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What's up there, Sarah?
I have sex with older guys, and every time I do, I get really emotionally attached to them.
How old?
Early 20s.
How many times has this happened?
How many times?
About
twice.
Okay. But does it, if you have sex with younger guys, you don't get attached?
No, I only have sex with older guys.
Right. Does it strike you as abnormal that you become very attached to somebody you have a very intimate experience with?
Yeah.
That's abnormal.
Oh,
You think that's abnormal?
She was just trying to agree.
I don't know.
Listen, if you have sex with someone as a 17-year-old girl, chances are you're going to feel, there's going to be a bond there, and you're going to feel somewhat attached to them.
And sometimes very attached.
Yeah. Well,
no, this is the deal, boys and girls. Women think that, or girls think that everything is cool until they get the dick, and then they are basically locked into something that they had no idea was going to happen to them. This is my experience and experience of many people.
Well, there's actually a whole biology attached to it. There's a hormone called oxytocin that actually bonds women to their partner.
To the penis.
And the men don't have the same reaction to that hormone.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I produce a hormone that bonds a gym sock to my genitalia, which is...
Is
that different?
Yeah, it's a little different.
Okay.
Sarah.
So my advice, Sarah, is don't bum yourself out and give yourself too much of a hard time for what has happened, but be aware that once you cross that boundary, you're going to be much more attached than you may have intended, on being, and protect yourself and your body and respect it, and make the men that you're attracted to respect it as well. Make them work for it and give them...
It scares them off, too.
Well,
not the right guy.
Let's say it's the right guy, but you get into early, it does tend to artificially bond the relationship together in a way that if you had a chance to work out who the two of you are, you might not sort of be as stuck in that state of really fantasy.
All right, so here's the upshot. Don't sleep with anyone who is not bonding material.
But
and don't sleep too early because you'll bond too early,
right,
and the relationship can't take that.
Exactly.
Kathy?
Hello?
Drew, when did you get your wife? Fifth date, sixth date? What was that? Or maybe it was the first. I can't remember. Kathy?
Uh-huh.
You're 19.
Right. I had a question for Louise. I was wondering if you had any advice for bands starting out now or for songwriters.
Yeah, a lot of advice. Give me some questions. Give me a lead here.
Okay. Just in terms of, the people you pick to, be in a band with, if you think it's important to have a good relationship with, your lead, if you're the... rhythm guitarist or, that sort of thing, relationship-wise.
Are you a songwriter?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm a singer, and I'm, a rhythm guitarist, and I'm, the songwriter.
Do you have a means of recording, 4-track?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Right.
Well, one of the things that was pivotal for me was when a friend of mine made a pact with me that I would record a song a day, no matter how, bad I thought it was or maybe thematically similar to past songs, just recording a song a day and putting it down and documenting your work, documenting, your process as an artist and as a songwriter, just getting everything down on tape, whether it's your voicemail or your 4-track, and having a record of your work so that you, create a body of work over time. And then beyond that, absolutely, it's so important to work with people that you really like being around, that inspire you creatively and intellectually, whatever, and that, you can imagine spending intimate time with, because trust is key in any band. And it's a long, hard road, and it's a good one, but it's so important to just collect people around you that make sense to you, that you really want to hang out with and work with. And if you are the leader, then they need to respond to you and look to you for your vision. So before you get a band together, really allow yourself the time to cultivate your own, your work, your craft, and get a body of songs together that you really love, because it's always about the song, no matter what the clothes are,
right,
no matter how high profile any band is. It always boils down to the songs and how lasting they are and how penetrating they are.
Hey, Kathy?
Yeah?
Do you have any original songs?
Yeah, I do.
Can you sing one of them, please?
Well, by the way, why is that? We've had a million questions to bands. Have you ever heard such a comprehensive answer?
Can I ask one more quick question?
You know what I mean?
Hold on. Shut up, Gabby. Yes, go ahead.
You know what I mean? We've had a million listeners.
We've had that question asked 1,000 times. Never has it been so eloquently answered.
Or completely answered. It's always been...
Yes, Louise.
Yeah, just go...
Yeah, it's always cheers, mate.
Well,
Enjoy.
I get so psyched when I talk to girls who are starting bands, because, I've always gravitated towards bands with... fronted by women, and I've always, just looked to them. I remember going in when I lived in Chicago.
You're gonna tell that scandal story again?
Which, I know, yours and mine?
the scandal. No, the band. Patti Smythe.
Oh, no, I don't have a story.
Oh, okay.
It's somewhere else. I remember going to see Hole when they were touring on Pretty on the Inside in Chicago, and later I grew to, like, live through this a lot, but when I first went to go see them, like, 10 people showed up, tiny club, but I just went because there were two girls in the photo in the reader in Chicago, and I detested it, and I walked out, but the bottom line is that I've always gravitated towards chicken bands, and it's so cool to meet and talk to girls or women that are starting bands right now.
Why did you detest Hole when you saw them? How many years ago was that?
That was, like, their first album. And, you know, having said that, I really liked Live Through This, and we toured with them and had a really good time with them. But, I don't know, it just rubbed me the wrong way at the time. But then I saw L7 at the same club, and it blew me away.
I like L7.
I do, too.
Those are guys.
You know what? This is the, like, opposite of gender biases coming back to me. I thought that when I went to go see L7, not knowing who they were, I saw these four cool chicks setting up the gear.
Yeah.
Relatively small club. Thought they were the roadies. And I
right.
was like, wow, they have some really cool roadies. And then these girls picked up their guitars, and it changed my life forever.
Yeah, they're hot, L7. Right. I miss those girls. We got to get them in here. They're great. They're like, they chew gum and they smack you in the arm. They're like Peppermint Patty from Charlie Brown. And they rock. Daryl?
Yes.
You're 25.
Yes.
What's up?
Oh, I have a problem.
All right.
For you and the doctor.
All right.
And I'm a long-time listener and first-time caller.
Great.
I'm a truck driver, and I have a lot of drivers that I work with that seem to get the girls into behind. And every time I ask a girlfriend of mine, whether it's a new one or old one, they say, "You're gay." And I'm straight heterosexual.
You're gay.
Do you have any advice for me? Because I'm kind of jealous.
All right. Every time you request the cornholing with one of your lady friends, she thinks you're gay?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're jealous of the guys that actually carry the sass?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have anal envy.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What is the impulse to do that? What is that?
The impulse is...
Let's ask him. I want to hear his
All right. Go ahead.
Well, almost all the porn movies I have are, you know, girls getting it in the behind.
And why? What does that do for you?
It turns me on.
Why?
Because I've always wanted to try it.
How dare you?
Three times I asked him why, is it because I want to?
I know, but Drew?
Yeah.
Have you not learned from the show that you cannot ask questions of the callers and expect answers?
It's like going to the zoo and asking the bear to talk back to you.
Any answers you haven't already come up with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The only answers they can answer are ones that you couldn't possibly know, like how old are you or where do you hail from?
What's
that kind of stuff.
And that stuff
would be too.
Where are you from? Where are your ancestors from?
Even that we have difficulty with. Yeah.
Yeah, but we have seriously dark, cloudy, complex past that not many of us like really care to explore. And so like sometimes just sexual impulses are what they are.
Well, let's get into the anus for just one second here. There's a certain percentage of the male and female population, but a greater percentage of the male population that is into the backdoor love. Now, I'd say a very small percentage of that population is there because of the physical sensation, and a greater part is there for the sort of emotional sensation of it, which is, I'm nailing this bitch in the ass.
Degradation.
I am in charge. Peeny is in the pack hole there. I was trying to use alliteration there.
That was a great alliteration.
Thank you. Thank you. And when the penis is in the ass, the answer to every question is yes. And I am in charge, and that's what guys like to do. Also, I was just having this discussion with one of my friends. Guys have a sort of sexual to-do list that some women don't have. And some women do have this. It's just something to check off. It's, you know, threesome, watching a couple lesbians go at it, cornholing. There's like a list. It's like a laundry list.
But Daryl's got a commitment to this. He's got a theme on it.
He feels like he's missing out on something, which is another thing that guys get into.
I think it's like aggressive.
Yes, most guys I know who like that and like to watch that are guys that they like to degrade.
Yeah,
women.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you.
No, it's a greater pleasure for me.
No, it is. I'm Don Francisco, sister. Tyler?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yeah.
What's up?
All right, well, she actually didn't tell me what I could say, but I have, like, bitch.
Like male breasts?
Yeah, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm staying in my high school band. Oh, Anderson's freaking out over there. We can't say the T word? Oh, why not? Don't worry about that.
That's what they've always been called. That's it. Like everyone.
Right. Okay. Don't say it again. Anderson's,
right.
He's just passed a load of cookies out of his
I have male breasts.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you overweight?
No, no.
You had them since you're about 14, 15?
Yeah.
And you smoke a lot of pot?
No.
True. Well, this ain't a pot thing.
I'm just saying. Sometimes that perpetuates
it. It doesn't help, but it ain't going to cause it.
My parents were pretty big hippies, though.
Right. No, that ain't it.
It is something that happens around puberty to some men.
How much do you weigh?
Like 190.
How tall are you?
6'1".
All right, so you're not overweight.
No, I'm a big guy, though.
Is it getting better as you get older?
I don't know. I've been working out. And
yeah, it'll probably go down.
What do you think would happen if you dropped 10 pounds?
Yeah, they'd probably get smaller.
Yeah, well, let's try it just for fun. But other than that, you got to get surgery.
Sometimes.
They have that.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, try working out. Try losing 5 pounds. And if all that doesn't work, give it a little more time. Then do the surgery. Listen, I don't think women have a problem with men with breasts anymore because women are so into women now that this is like bisexuality without declaring yourself bisexual. Louise, you wouldn't mind a man's floppy breast swinging in your face while he was on top of you, would you?
That is a great image, Adam. Let me keep on that.
All right. Something to nuzzle up against, something to suckle, perhaps.
Suckle.
Joanna?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yeah.
Suckle's not used enough. That's a word that I missed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's up there, suckler?
Okay.
Man.
Yesterday?
You what?
I called yesterday.
Right.
About my stepbrother.
Mm-hmm.
But I have another question. Anyway.
What was it? What's it with all the repeat calls? Can't we put like a 2-week moratorium on calls? Like, I'd like to treat, I like to treat this show like the Red Cross does when you donate blood.
Right.
You can do it like every 19 or 20 days. They won't have you back the next day.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Hey, listen, all you sassy, smart-ass teenagers out there that are going to give me the short strokes. Yeah. All right. Whatever. You know what? My ass. I'll put your ass on hold. You can rot for another 20 minutes. I don't give a rat's ass what you think of me.
Whatever.
Kristen?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Hit that, Anderson, would you? The F word came flying out of my mouth. You get that taken care of? I should say F with me. Thank you. Oh, my God. I must be tired tonight, Drew. I haven't done that in a long time. But the point is, go ahead and F around with me. See how fast I dump your call. Kristen?
Hello.
What's up?
Okay, I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I did ecstasy a couple weeks ago, and I'm not sure, how, and my parents are going to, recently they found out that I've been smoking pot, and they're going to drug test me, the at-home drug test, and how long does it take before it gets out of your system?
Which?
Well, ecstasy.
About 36 hours, the most.
Yeah, the X doesn't hang out.
It doesn't?
No.
Nope.
Okay, because what if it was like laced with something?
Like what?
Like speed.
About the same.
The same?
Yeah.
All right. What about the marijuana?
Marijuana, if you're smoking regularly, it can stay in for a couple of weeks if you're a chronic smoker. But most, again, it's out in about 72 hours or so.
Because my parents said they were going to test me in like 2 weeks. So you think like everything would be like fine if I didn't
defeat the purpose.
Yeah.
It's randomly test you.
Yeah.
To come in with a cup and let's go.
Yeah, I mean, it's bizarre. Why are they doing that?
Because they don't want to know what she's doing.
Why are they giving you a heads up on when they're going to give you this random drug test?
I don't know.
And why are they testing you in the first place?
Well, because my friend's parents, because when we smoke, we usually do it together, and my friend's parents found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the first couple of times, they told us that they weren't going to tell my parents. And then the last time they caught us, they just got fed up, and they called my parents and told them.
I see. Did your parents free?
My dad did.
Good. Hey, Kristen?
Yeah?
You're 16, baby.
Yeah, I know.
Let's slow down just a notch.
Okay.
There's a whole body of evidence that marijuana will impair your brain's development.
Well, you're on the X. It's laced with speed.
And that's known to damage brains.
You're 16, honey.
All right.
What do you think you're going to do, marry a millionaire?
Well,
you may have to work.
What are the effects, like the long-term effects of that?
Permanent depression, memory difficulties, it impairs brain function, impairment of some of your coping, in the positive action more than anything can impair coping strategies.
Is this from one time?
No. Well, next thing you'll know, but not, probably not. Not from one time.
You're all right. Just slow it down, would you?
All right.
All right. Tell your parents that you'll need 2 weeks' notice and... You'll need a time and a place. You'll need a way to store up some hobo's urine that you can turn in instead of your own. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Heat up the microwave beforehand.
That's good parenting. And what's heating it up in the microwave do?
Well, make sure you hand them warm urine.
Oh, warm. I see. I thought you were talking about
the hobo's urine.
You know, zapping it, the killing
urine.
It. Yeah, you're right. All right. We're going to hear something from Baruch Assault when we come back. Now I'm scared I'm going to yell the F word out again, Drew. I've got to tell you, I'm going to slap some water on my face.
I'm the one who's supposed to do that accidentally, not you.
Yeah, I know. I haven't done it in years. I'm really fired up tonight.
Or
really
fired. You got to turn snacking into a f***.
Oh, that's right. That was the last time I did it, when I yelled, we got to turn snacking into a effing.
I'm trying to
get
a picture,
Adam. We got to turn snacking into a effing.
Oh. All right, we'll take a little break. Louise is here from Brooks Solix, and we'll be back after this. Yep. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew over there. Louise is here from Brooks Assault. Resolver is the name of the CD. We're going to hear another song off of that CD. I think we're going to take one call, and then we'll hear the song from Resolver. Renee?
Yes.
You're 16?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, well, I live with my mom and her boyfriend right now, and they're like crazy nymphomaniacs, and everything in the whole house always turns into a sexual reference, and it makes me feel very uncomfortable.
Of course it does.
Who's doing this more, your mom's boyfriend or your mom?
My mom's boyfriend, but my mom does it too.
You do it.
Right. Are you brothers and sisters?
No.
Good. And how new is this boyfriend?
Oh, they've been going out for almost 3 years.
Where's your dad?
Excuse me?
Where's your dad, your biological father?
He's a cocaine and heroin addict.
Oh, boy.
I see. So he's in, where is he, Washington?
No, he lives about 45 minutes away from me.
I see. And he's still into coke and heroin, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And how's this boyfriend?
He's...
Alcoholic.
No. Actually, no.
Not into anything?
What?
Pot?
He's not into any substance?
No, he's not actually. I mean, they drink every once in a while, like social drinking, but that's it.
No. Huh. Interesting.
Hard to understand.
Well, my mom went through Al-Anon all the
time. All better. So
yeah.
She left. All right. She got a little better, but now she's acting out sexually.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Renee, I think the first important step is that you are acknowledging and talking about the fact that it bothers you, and that's perfectly normal.
Yeah.
This is inappropriate, what's happening. Do you feel like you can talk to your mom about this?
I have, but it doesn't really seem to do any good.
Really? What does she say?
She says, okay, well, I'll talk to her boyfriend about it, and we'll try not to do that anymore. And then everything's cool for, like, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts up again.
Ugh. And it's just a lot of sexual innuendo and stuff?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, everything on...
Like you're sitting at the breakfast table, and he picks a bagel up and, like, sticks his tongue through it and wags it at your mom? And...
No, it's like my mom's all into, like, these group family hugs. And every time, like, we'll have a group family hug, and, like, tonight it was like, oh, boy, boobies on both sides. I'm like, okay.
Oh, he includes you in these weird...
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You got to speak up. I'm sorry. It's got to be very difficult, but you got to speak up to this guy. What do you?
Well, speak. You know what? Your mom just is going to need a refresher course every couple of weeks.
Maybe every 2 weeks. Yeah.
Sorry, you have to be the parent, by the way. But
right.
As you know by now, your mom's not doing a wonderful job. She's helping herself a little bit. She got into Al-Anon.
Isn't it interesting how we thought, what? Not another addict? Well, that doesn't make sense.
Right. She got into Al-Anon.
There you go.
Hey, Renee?
Yeah.
I'm just sorry you had to grow up so fast and be the parent and all that kind of stuff.
Well, what you're doing is really good and really strong, and I'm totally impressed by it. And I think you maybe just keep trying to educate your mom about what, you know, is okay and what is not okay in your house. That's, maybe a good way to go, because it sounds like she's responsive and just needs to be, you know, continue to be told that you're not comfortable with that.
How her behavior affects you is what you got to think about.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank you.
Oh, man. You see, I always, Drew, growing up, was your house big enough you could get away from your parents' room?
Not really.
you'd be down the hallway in the next room or whatever.
Yeah.
I always lived in these little, I don't even want to call them, like shacks or something. If my dad was getting some, I knew about it. Thank God.
You knew about it?
Well, these are little, like, you know, one-bedroom S-holes, basically.
Oh,
where, you know, you knew what was going on because there wasn't enough room in the place. You know, he'd, like, roll over, wipe himself on me, and then get back on.
Oh, come
no,
on.
No, but the places were really small. I wish someone took them. Put it this way. I told you that the house, my dad's first house in North Hollywood, he bought in 1976, he paid $18,000 for. This ain't just after World War II or anything. This is North Hollywood, 1976, $18,000. You want to just close your eyes, picture that $18,000 house must have looked like. And he was getting some. I knew about it. My mom, she didn't get any. That was good. My mom and her boyfriend had separate rooms, still do to this day. Now they're married, they got separate rooms.
I think that's pretty healthy. I think that's pretty cool.
No, it can't be.
My parents said that. My mom
really?
And stepdad for a long time.
Separate room?
Yeah, he still maintains a study, which is a separate room. They do actually share the bedroom now. But for many years, he had a separate room.
Slept in there?
I think at times, I'm not really clear on that.
This is full-time in the separate room.
Oh, weird? Really?
This is talking about bed, alarm clock, the whole night.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think it's really scary for kids to hear their parents getting it on, you know? I don't think it's cool, and maybe you guys differ. I don't...
No.
No, we agree.
All right.
We agree.
There's something called discretion that I think is really healthy for a child.
Disrespectful of the kid's feelings.
Yeah.
All right. We will hear something from Veruca Salt now. I know it was a very smooth segue there, but somebody had to do it. This is off the new CD, Resolver, and this one is called Disconnected.
Disconnected, it's the way that I wanted it to be. The cold electric is my favorite record of the week. I'm not feeling sweet, but I can't stay there when everyone is so judgmental. You can't make me love you, dance, and why you're so good to you.
got a little contact high off of that song.
That's my favorite song on my album right now.
Very haunting in a way. I like that.
You should check out the lyrics later.
All right, I'll do that.
We were kind of chatting away in here.
Yeah, I know. We're sort of, it's rude. We always do that. The bands come in here, they put their music on, and I start yapping about high school football while their songs play in the background.
I've heard it, so.
And I feel like I should be listening. And, you know, some guys, now see, when people are newer, when they just got started and it's like their first CD, they'll be playing air guitar, air drums along with their music.
They can't believe it's on the radio.
They can't
right
believe
now.
It's on the radio, and they can't hear their song without actually playing the riff, even if they don't have an instrument in their hand. But Louise is, she's been in this business long enough not to pick up the air, fill in the blank, and play along their own stuff. All right, we are going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to 20-year-old Liz. She thinks she gave her boyfriend a yeast infection. Wants to know how to find out. I'll tell her about my limited experience with the yeast on the payroll. That's Drew's favorite drop. After this. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Brody. Is Dr. Drew. Kelly Slater tomorrow night. Is that right?
Yep.
Yes. Talk to him about hanging 10 or something. Louise Bose is here from Veruca Salt tonight. Resolver is the name of the CD. I urge you to all go out and get that CD. And let's speak to Liz. Liz is 20. Liz?
Liz? Call her who goes by Liz.
Okay. Hang on there, Liz.
Danielle, can you check on Liz for us, please?
Tina?
Yes.
You're 38?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, Friday night, my husband and I had gone to a comedy club with some friends. And
what was the name of the club, just for fun?
Seven Cities.
Oh, that's no fun.
Boring.
Anyway, we are, after the show was over with, we were hanging out just my husband, of one of his coworkers, and one of the guys he plays softball with. And my husband and his coworker went to go get a drink. And while they were gone, the softball player came up to me and started asking me questions like if I was coming on to him and flirting with him and all this. And I told him, no, that I'm not doing that, that I don't talk to him any different than I talk to anybody else, and that I was married and I wasn't interested in fooling around. And I told him I knew he was a player, that he cheated on his wife, and he's like, yeah. And he was trying to see if I did the same thing. And I told him no. And I told him that, you know, my father had messed around on my mom a whole lot, and it hurt her and it hurt us kids, and that I wasn't about to do the same thing to my husband and my children. And then
getting into it deeper than you need to, probably.
Exactly, which is, hey, get the hell out of here.
Right, exactly. And so I made it very clear to him that I wasn't this way, and that he insulted me and offended me because
Where are you going with this?
What? A friend of my husband.
Yeah, all right.
And he's not showing he's a friend by
saying. All right. All right. So who cares? So what's your question?
Well, anyway, we were supposed to have given him a ride home, and he had told my husband to tell his wife if she ever asked why we didn't give him a ride home, because he didn't want to ride with us because he met some other girl.
Oh, so your husband got involved in all this too?
Right. My husband told him, you know, hey, she's not this way, and made it very clear to him if he had persisted that he was going to take care of him.
Wow.
And he wants us to lie to his wife about why we didn't give him a ride if she ever asked us. And
wait a minute. I thought he told you to tell his wife that he met another girl.
No, he wants us to lie about why he didn't ride home with us.
Yeah, what does he want you to say? What does he want you to say?
That we couldn't find him. And I can't lie. I just don't think I can lie.
You should stay away from him and her.
Let your husband deal with it.
Well, if she comes and asks me...
No, how is she going to come and ask you?
Well, she and I are friends.
Oh, boy.
You're not good friends, though, are you?
Well, we just moved new to the area, and she's one of the first people that I met here.
Yeah, okay.
And I just... I don't think lies are...
All right, well, but stay away from her.
Hey,
don't be,
Tina?
Be scarce.
Your instincts are good, but you got some weird energy floating around you, too? So don't make everything into a big cathartic experience. Someone wants something you don't want to do, just tell them no and move on.
Get out of there. Yeah.
Don't get in a big, long-winded explanations.
Drama. Get away from the drama. Unnecessary.
There you go.
Well, if she asked me, she
Just go listen. Just lie, would you?
Or no.
She's not going to ask you, and if she does, just go, he wandered away and we split.
Just stay away.
That's it. Don't start with the drama, Tina. I know what you're getting at. Stop.
I don't want
to. Stop.
She's got a lot of energy left over from her dad.
Yeah.
Her dad's stuff.
Honey, you got energy. Don't do it. And listen, everybody who claims they don't have energy and has a ton of it, you're not fooling us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's going to make sure, because this becomes daddy,
yes,
and she's going to make sure that the wife knows about hubby.
Yes.
It's like I need chaos.
No, if I need mom to find out and really take care of it once and for all.
If you don't want to get involved,
don't.
Do not get involved. And believe me, everybody, there are ways to get around it very easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it every single day of my life, mostly by not picking up the phone.
I said, is that why we never talk?
Stop. Don't.
Ever.
Stop.
Yeah, don't forget.
Hey,
go back there.
No,
just you know, you've got a good marriage going on. Take care of that. Don't worry about someone else's marriage, and don't become a pawn in their drama.
Right.
Thank you.
Agreed.
Trent, you're 20.
Yeah, I got a question for the doctor about those safe sex get paid experiments. Maybe you heard about them, but back to some classified ads and like newspapers, they advertise, you know, young men to, you know, get thousands of dollars a week doing God knows what. I was wondering if the doctor could tell me if this is like a legitimate thing.
I've never heard of this. So God knows what.
God knows what?
I don't know what.
I don't know. Apparently it's something conducted by the Natural Resource Group or something.
Natural Resource Group?
National Resource Group, my mistake.
Well, now, don't they want you to have safe sex with your partner and test some birth control out?
Might be it. I don't know.
Well, look into it.
They're not talking about you and Trent figures he's going to nail co-eds and get paid $2,000 a week to do it. No, whenever I hear these birth control ads or whatever, they're trying to test some new birth control. They want couples to test it out.
Yes, yes.
So technically you get to have sex, but you would have sex anyway. Jim, you're 28. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, Adam?
Good.
I was getting a little busy with my girlfriend, and using a spermicidal prophylactic.
Very nice.
And got a little gun shy there, didn't want to be the Minuteman, so I took it out, went down on her, and my tongue went numb.
I see.
Yeah, I was trying to return a favor, you know, she gave me a hummer earlier.
Right. All right. I'm cutting Jim off because I don't need all the commentary about why you went down. I believe you that you went down on your girlfriend.
I don't know.
I don't need motivation.
He's wondering if the spermicide caused his tongue to go numb.
I could buy that.
Yeah, I could too, but
why
I don't know that that happened.
Well, you eat the wrong kind of sherbet, your tongue goes numb, so why not?
But it's nothing. It was meant to be exposed to body surfaces, so it's not a big deal.
You won't die. Your tongue will be back before you know it. Right. Kelly?
Yep.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
I was just wondering if my tongue could be causing my partner's recent acne.
Is this Kelly the guy?
No, Kelly the girl. No, Kelly, the guy as in the one that's with the acne, or...
No, this is Kelly the female.
Kelly the female,
Has a female girlfriend?
Correct.
Who you then have come that you produce?
Yes, and it's getting on her face, and she just has acne from, like her sideburns across, like, you know, like below her nose and mouth and on her chin and stuff like that.
Just from the place so you're a lesbian, right?
Correct.
All righty. And what comes out of you, by the way?
Oh, lots and lots of clear liquid.
Oh, really?
It's kind of a personal question. But
nice.
Let's get to the question at hand here.
All right.
No, it doesn't cause acne.
How do you ladies like it for a change?
Pardon?
All right.
That
no.
Doesn't cause acne.
It doesn't cause acne? No way?
Well, I can't say no way. I mean, when somebody has acne, almost anything can sort of stir up some irritation. But
oh, yeah, but she's had, like, perfect skin ever since I met her. And just within the last 3 weeks that we've been sleeping together, she's got, like, horrible acne, like, right around the place where, you know.
It's interesting, but I really just think she ought to get her acne treated, not worry about what's causing the irritation.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Now, why don't you try the dental dam or something for a week and see if it goes away?
That's an idea.
Licking plastic. That's no fun.
No, you're exactly right. How old is she?
22.
Oh, baby. We move right up. You bi or lesbian?
Lesbian.
Really?
Really?
Always, that's it, huh?
Well, I was a young, confused teenager at one time, but
right.
I'm not getting into that.
You play football? What are you saying, Drew? It's softball. Drew, softball's underhand. You play softball, Kelly?
No.
Okay,
I'm a swimmer.
Oh, a swimmer. Better yet. All right there, Kelly. You're fine. How much stuff comes out of you?
That's my business.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I see.
Okay.
All right, I know. You're very demure. Yes.
You bitch!
Offend her delicate sensibilities. My girlfriend's going down and this stuff comes out of it. I give her acne on her chin and pork chop sideburns. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back after this.
Well, another episode of Loveline in the can. Louise Vercassol, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Please don't let it be 3 years this time. August 19th in Chicago at the Metro Cabaret. Did we sort out Minneapolis and Milwaukee?
We don't have Milwaukee confirmed, but we have August 26th in Minneapolis at the Guinness and Oyster Fest.
There you go.
And September 2nd in Rockford, Illinois.
I want to thank Danielle for screening. Wonderful job tonight. And Anderson for feeling better and giving us that point, giving us that finger. And on behalf of my partner, this is Dr. Drew. Louise, thanks again.
I'll see you soon.
That's right. I'll be back tomorrow night with Kelly Slater. So it's Dr. Drew on behalf of Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
Drew masturbated to Thomas the Tank Engine once.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Love Line is Ann Wilkins-Fingold. Love Line is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.